From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, another musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with music of the ensemble Sagara, a band comprised of Indian and European musicians, the project the brainchild of Polish clarinetist and composer Vaclav Zempel. The premise of Sagara is to fuse Indian classical music with Western musical ideas, and they do this quite well on their second release from 2017, the album simply entitled Two, and we'll listen to Spring Fever. Music from a collective of young musicians from Zimbabwe. They call themselves Makumba, and a track from their 2017 release, Luyando. Luyando is mother's love in the Tonga language, the language spoken by the original inhabitants of the Zimbabwe Valley. The track we listen to, Njawane. Before that, from Ireland, music from singer Imer Kenny, and a track from her 2004 release, the album Parting Glass. It's a collection of traditional Irish tunes, as well as some original pieces, and some rather familiar Irish pieces on this release, including the title track, Parting Glass, also Scarborough Fair and She Moved Through the Fair. We listened to Cast a Spell, a very atmospheric approach to Emer Kenny's contemporary Celtic fusion music. And we began the set with music of Sagara, fusing Indian classical and Western musical ideas, Spring Fever. Look for that on their album 2, as in simply the number 2. We'll begin this set of sounds from the Global Village with some music from Azerbaijan, as we turn to saxophonist and composer Rein Sultanov. He has won numerous musical awards for his various musical achievements in Azerbaijan. He performs in a style known as Azeri jazz, fusing Azerbaijani folk music with modern jazz improvisation and ideas. This is a track from his album Inspired by Nature, subtitled Seven Sounds of Azerbaijan. And in addition to his saxophone, the oud is featured quite prominently on this track. It's the closing track of the release, Breath of a Caspian Volcano. that's music from the Japanese Koto Consort, featuring two Koto players, Noriko Noda and Yayoi Nishimura, respectively. The ensemble is augmented by other traditional Japanese instruments, including shamisen, shakuhachi, and occasionally voice. A track from the album, Japanese Koto Consort, released on the Lyricord label. Lyricord Discs, one of the pioneering world music labels, releasing authentic ethnic music as far back as the early 1960s, long before there was such a thing as world music in modern musical lexicon. The track we heard from the Japanese Koto Consort, Sasurai. Before that, some far more recent sounds, from 2017 in fact, from L'Amazon d'Afrique, quite literally the African Amazons, an ensemble featuring some of the most prominent West African female vocalists of recent time, including Angelique Kidjo from Benin and Mariam Doumbia and Mamani Keita from Mali. Their voices, augmented by the electronic production of the French-Irish producer Dr. L. A track from the album République Amazon, the Amazon Republic, released on the Real World label in 2017. We heard the opening track, Dombolo. And we began the set with some Azeri jazz from saxophone great Rein Sultanov from Azerbaijan, Breath of a Caspian Volcano, from his album Inspired by Nature, Seven Sounds of Azerbaijan. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about the Global Village, then please check out our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode of the show, then look for program number 1703. We'll begin our final set of the hour with music from another former Soviet republic. We began that last set with music from Azerbaijan. We'll begin this set with music from the Ukraine, and more specifically from the Carpathian region of the Ukraine, the Carpathian Mountains, an extensive mountain range which encompasses portions of several Central and Eastern European nations. This is a track from the album Melodies of Carpathian Valleys, traditional music of Carpathian shepherds. It's music for flute and voice. The performer is Hennady Melnik, who also records under the name Hector Mokmul. When he's recording under that name, he is in more of a New Age and ambient techno setting. This is, however, a very authentic, purely acoustic release. The track we'll be listening to is a song translated as Once the Years Were Good.
Сироті добрі були й жита ся родили, сусіди сиї набіділи, братіся і сходили, та й настали тепер роті й жита ся не роді, сусіди сиї ненавиді, братіся й не сході. А й піду я й полоненку, і полоненці гаразд. Та й овечки, бебедечки, пса не бутею. Та й піду я й полоненку, я в ту старостаю. Та й як літо й літувати, лесу й біду маю. А як літо й літувати, білі овечки й пасти. Бідна же моя й головочко, й без любки пропасти. З високої полоненки буйний вітер віє. Ні куфайки, ні білявки, хто ж мене загріє? Чорногора й хліб не родить, ні яру пшеницю. Над гуцулів виплікує й сером та й жентецев. У горах Карпатах там бія й бужив. З гори на долину я бись одивив. Там пташки співають весело все юхаха. Там голос опілиті, там і чути щодня. Там пташки співають весело все юхаха. Там голос опілиті, там і чути щодня.
Jangada no mar, tem jangada.
That's a track from Mongolia and the album Great Singing from Mongolia. Music performed by the ensemble Urtin Du. The title of the album, though, is a bit of a misnomer because, obviously, that piece did not feature any vocals. It was an instrumental. Most of the tracks, however, do feature the voice of singer Namzlin Norovbanzad. This album is an import from Japan, released on the JVC label, and as such, all of the liner notes are in Japanese. Fortunately, though, there is a review of this release on the All Music Guide online, where some of the liner notes were translated into English. The singer, Namzlin Norovbanzad, was quite popular in Mongolia and the Soviet Union as far back as the late 1950s. She would go on to more fame and popularity, especially within Mongolia itself. This particular track featured the horsehead fiddle, or Morin Hur, the instrument which is a symbol of national pride in Mongolia. It's been an integral part of Mongolian music and culture for centuries. The bow used to play the instrument is strung loosely with horsehair and then coated with wood resin. The piece, a medley of two tracks, Jonan Sharin Yavdal and Joru Morin Yavdal, again from the album Great Singing from Mongolia, from Urtin Du. Before that, some classic Brazilian bossa nova from 1966, right at the height of the bossa nova craze, not only in Brazil, but certainly here in the U.S., where even American artists were getting in on the act. But some authentic sounds from Brazil, from Quarteto MC, teaming up with Tamba Trio. They teamed up in 1966 to release the album Som Definitivo, which I believe is translated as We Are Definitive, and we listened to Arestão. That album reissued on CD in 1995 on the Bomba label. And we began our final set of the hour with music performed by Hennedy Melnik and some authentic music of the Carpathian Shepherds of the Carpathian Valley of the Ukraine. From the album Melodies of Carpathian Valleys, we listen to a beautiful piece for flute, voice, and authentic nature sounds, Once the Years Were Good. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for this musical trip around the world. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. It's certainly a pleasure bringing you this authentic folk and world music. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the program, and I would love to hear from you, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website, with much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Once again, this is show number 1703. Please join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.